Adam, what within the success in the running game caught your attention when you went back and reviewed everything?
I would say the execution of the line, first off, and then Matt did a great job of picking a hole and going with it. I think just the positive plays stacking on top of each other really kind of fueled our confidence in knowing that we could run the ball.
Heard Jay talking about wanting to stretch the field to keep defenses honest against him. What can you guys do to make sure that you're not seeing 8 or 9 man fronts against Matt?
We'll pick our spots when it's time to go down the field. We'll wait to see who challenges us as far as taking away the underneath stuff first. I'm not going to just start dropping him back and standing back there, see how many times he can get hit. So we have to make sure that, you know, the defense is giving us what we want. And then maybe that's when we start attacking down the field a little more.
And that's something you just kind of feel and watch for as the game progresses and evolves?
Yeah, you see how the guys are playing when you go in on tape study, see what they'll give you out the gate, and then you adjust during the game.
Can you put into words kind of the challenge that Kyle Long went through last week to get ready, and then what you thought when you watched the video?
I felt like he did better than what he's giving himself credit for. I know he's going to be harder on himself. I thought he did a great job. There was a couple things he needs to clean up, which he will through time. But I feel like he's going to be a top-tier guy really quick. So as far as what he did last week in practice, he did a great job. And then in the game, you know, his first experience out there, I thought he did a good job.
The interceptions, man, dominated things after that game. And completion percentage was maybe what you'd like it to be. But overall, from Jay, did you see what you wanted to see in terms of his management of the game?
Yeah, the interception, that was a bad call into that defense. And he did what was asked of him, and Clay made a good play. And then the completion percentage, I felt like we had more completions out there. We missed a couple throws. We dropped a couple passes. And when that happens, it, you know, maybe we would have had a few less passes if we have less drops. So, but as far as line of scrimmage management, managing the game, doing a good job of getting us in and out of run checks, being right on the protection. I mean, that was for a first time out in our first game together. I thought he did a great job.
You don't know him from what he was before, but is there a sense with him he's learning a different way of playing, a different way of managing?
That's tough for me to answer because I don't know what he went through in the past. I don't know his experience. I know some of the offenses he was in, but to me, like I said, we wiped the slate clean, and I told him, let's just start over and see how far we can take it.
Adam, when you look at Patrick Peterson, aside from just his sheer athleticism, what does he do that makes him a top-tier cover guy out there?
He's physical, great ball skills, able to just mirror guys, and it's almost like the receiver's telling him what route they're running before the play. The guy's a phenomenal player, and he's a tough matchup for whoever ends up on him.
Adam, what kind of challenge is it for you when you're making a game plan, knowing the Cardinals will bring so many different fronts and bring pressure from different directions?
Well, the good thing is we played them last year, so at least I'm familiar with the fact that they bring about everything you can possibly ask for. But it's a great challenge for our guys. It's something different than what we saw from the Green Bay Packers. And now it's going to be, how well do we know our rules? How well are we going to react if things don't go right, you know, everything doesn't go as smooth as we planned? And how we're going to react as far as adjusting on the sideline. So this is going to be a great challenge for us, and I think our guys are looking forward to it.
You talked about trying to get the looks from the defense that you want. Would you explain that with the play calling down in the goal line last week, your straight pass plays, and at what point does that predicate, or can you overrun that and still run the ball?
Well, I mean, really personnel groupings can change that of what they're doing. You know, going goal line in that situation can always help you out. You just know it's going to be a lot of guys, and you have to execute that as well. We did a good job on the one that we had before. A guy still came free, and Matt did a good job of running through him. So I felt good about those calls going in. It's one of those deals you wouldn't have called them if you didn't feel great about them. And, you know, it's one of those things where you'd like the execution to be a little better. Probably one of those calls I wish I could have had back. But at the end of the day, whatever we end up calling, we've talked about it. We've worked on it. Nobody should be surprised by those things, and we have to execute them at the end of the day.
Which one did you want to pick?
I'm not going to tell you.
Adam, with Alshon and Eddie still working back into it, do you feel either limited in what you can do with them, or do you feel like there's a lot more that you can do once they get going at full speed?
I feel like there's more we can do, but I do like the guys that are out there right now, and we're going to use those guys to their skill set the best as we can. So if there's a couple of things here and there that we can't do right now, it's all right. We'll be able to implement them later on in the season. But for right now, with the guys that we have up, I really like the, you know, the plays that we have going in and the game plan we have going in.
What does Calais Campbell do that makes him disruptive up front?
He's a big man, physical. He always seems to be at the right place at the right time. I was on the unfortunate end last year. We ran a screen. He picked it off. I mean, he just shows up around the ball. He's very disruptive. He's probably one of the top interior guys there are in the league. And, you know, that's going to be a tough matchup for us this week.
Adam, first week, any different than they were last year? Changing coordinators?
I don't know. I don't want to say he's more aggressive than what Coach Bowles was, but he's fairly aggressive, and they've done a good job of mixing things up. But, you know, it's the same system when you got to change a coordinator like that and you have a lot of the same players. I don't think they're going to go too far outside the box because they did have great success last year. And I know those players seem to play their scheme very, very comfortable in the way they're playing.